Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. And let's get you the latest now on this 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast with that flood watch getting ready to go into effect. Here's Carrie Schwindenhammer.
That's right. A flood watch does go into effect for the city and also northeastern and central New Jersey. Ironically, when some of these showers that are moving on through right now depart off to the north and east, we may actually see the clouds break for a little sun for a time. However, we're not done with the wet weather. There could be a few showers at any point this afternoon. And, of course, later on this afternoon, probably from about 2, 3 o'clock on, a thunderstorm or two could pop up as well. The biggest threat's going to be the possibility of temporary flooding on streets and in poor drainage areas, also gusty winds as well. And even later on tonight, it stays on the wet side with some of those showers lingering into tomorrow before it dries out and turns warmer in the afternoon. Linda?
Meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer with your 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. On Staten Island, police are searching for a man accused of trying to kidnap a 14-year-old girl. This happened in broad daylight. It was around 9 in the morning in front of 55 Richmond Terrace. The teenager was standing outside when the man allegedly approached her, lured her to a nearby deli, and then forced her into a taxi. Police say that car took them to an unknown location where he forcefully touched the girl before she was able to get away. Photos of the suspect are now up on our social media pages at 1010 Winds. You can also look at NYPD tips. Anyone with information asked to call Crime Stoppers. The 18-year-old accused of striking NYPD officers with a stolen car is expected to be charged later today.
License plate readers detected a stolen car, and that's how it all started. Manhattan Bronx North Deputy Chief of Patrol Anudi Castillo says
NYPD Aviation began tracking the stolen vehicle as it moved to the Bronx and notified units from the community response team.
So police surrounded the teen after he dropped off a passenger.
Multiple members of the community response team got out of the vehicle and surrounded the stolen vehicle, instructing the driver and the passenger to get out of the car multiple times.
Castillo says he
put the car into reverse, hitting one of the unmarked vehicles and ultimately hitting multiple members of the NYPD.
Then he struck a sergeant who fell to the ground. Another officer shot him in the arm, later arresting him and his passenger. All officers are stable, though, but no word on the teen's charges. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
An explosion at a pizza shop in Manhattan, leaving two people injured this morning. It happened around 9:30 at Saba's Pizza on Lexington Avenue between East 82nd and 83rd Streets. The two people hurt were hospitalized. So far, there's no word yet on the extent of their injuries or what caused that explosion. We're going to keep you updated as we learn more. Well, we've been talking about it for years here on 1010 Winds, the possible ban on horse carriages here in the Big Apple. Well, now the bill that would do just that, known as Rider's Law, is getting a new name, Romanche's Law. It's to honor Romanche Mahajan, who is the 18-year-old tourist fatally tossed during a ride with his family last Wednesday. A vigil in his honor is being held this morning at Cherry Hill Fountain in Central Park, where officials, including Councilmember Christopher Marte, will call once again for renewed action on the bill.
We don't have someone pressing an elevator button for us every time we enter an elevator. We don't have people delivering milk to your front door anymore, right? Nostalgia is a powerful tool, and I think that's why we have seen an inaction on this issue. But we can't go on having incident now almost every other month.
Council Speaker Julie Menin says a hearing on Romanche's Law will take place in July. Amtrak making another push to get the MTA back on board with the renovation of Penn Station. They sent out a letter this morning urging the MTA to sign on as a fully involved partner. Andy Byford, special advisor with Amtrak, says the project is critical for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, noting that the redesign would bring more natural light, a larger entrance on 8th Avenue, and a less cramped station. We've reached out to the MTA for comment, but they've not yet responded publicly. But the two sides have been at a sort of odds since the Trump administration took over the project, shifting control from the MTA to Amtrak last year. With or without the MTA, Byford hopes that shovels will hit the ground in 2027. This morning, the Supreme Court reinstating a murder conviction in the 1979 disappearance of 6-year-old Eitan Peetz. The justices, by a 6-3 vote, reversed the federal appeals court decision that had overturned Pedro Hernandez's verdict. Hernandez was convicted in 2017 after his first trial ended in a mistrial. He was sentenced in the second trial to 25 years to life. But his lawyers argued his confession to police was unreliable because of a mental illness, which they say makes him hallucinate sometimes. Eitan Peetz vanished while walking to his downtown Manhattan school bus stop nearly 47 years ago. It's another World Cup gridlock alert day in the city. The Norway-Senegal match is happening at MetLife at 8 p.m. tonight. We're going to see a lot of the same here in the city as we have for other matches. Streets closed around Penn Station starting around 2 p.m. And NJ Transit service will be reserved for ticket holders only for hours before the match. That starts at 3:20. There are two more matches this week at MetLife so that you can do your planning for your travel. This Thursday, the 25th, is Ecuador versus Germany. Saturday, the 27th, Panama versus England at MetLife. Team USA's next match is this Thursday in Los Angeles. That's against Turkey. And we're really starting to see the impact of the Cup at the local businesses. Our Mary Lynn Buckley visited one diner near MetLife.
The Carnegie Diner feeds people from all over the world traveling to MetLife Stadium. They're only a 6-minute drive and less than 3 miles away.
Great food, great service.
Fantastic. Extra crispy bacon.
Stathis Antokopoulos is the owner of the Carnegie Diner.
The issue we're having is they're creating this huge gridlock on Route 3 and they're closing all the entrances to all the side streets. And it's been a nightmare.
We visited the diner. For the few customers that did make it here, like Ian and Ray, they walked.
It was absolutely fantastic. I had the avocado toast, and the service was absolutely amazing.
Stathis is hoping officials here in New Jersey can change the detours so customers can get here to support his diner once again. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Secaucus.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.